Welcome back to Realm Rocketry, and today we're going to be doing something completely different, but it'll be hopefully a ton of fun for us to do. I'm actually really excited about this episode, so instead of doing Forum Friday, we're going to be reacting to the Wikipedia article about the Civilian Space Exploration Team, and that link will be in the description below. So I hope you all enjoy this podcast, and please send us any questions or feedback you have about the podcast using the contact section of our website, link in the description. And, yeah, let's get started on this reaction.
The Civilian Spacey Exploration Team, known as CSXT, is a team of around 30 civilians interested in private spaceflight. The team was created by Kai Michelson, having conducted multiple rocket launches in an attempt to establish altitude records.
CSXT
became the first entity to officially launch an amateur rocket into space on May 17, 2004.
That's so exciting.
With the successful launch of its Go Fast rocket to 116 kilometers, 72 miles altitude. An altitude verified by FAA analysis of the team's flight data. Prior privately funded space launches were achieved by the Orbital Sciences Pegasus. And many amateur teams have made unverified claims of rocket flights exceeding the boundary of space. Contents: 1. History. 2. Team composition. 3. The Dr. Hero rocket. 4. The Joe Boxer Space
Hero.
Launcher. 5.
Yeah, just
Space Shot 1997. 6. Space Shot 2000. 7. Space Shot 2002. 8. Space Shot 2004 Go Fast Rocket. 9. Space Shot 2014 Go Fast
Rocket. Yeah, go fast,
rocket.
Do it.
History.
Oh, we're 2014. Okay, that's cool.
1995 by a group of model rocket hobbyists interested in spaceflight. The team
I'm interested
is supported
in space
by corporate
as well.
Sponsorship. Team composition. Currently, Kai Michelson is the program director.
Currently.
CSXT's program was subdivided into 3 teams. 1. Rocket design and ground support equipment. 2. Avionics and ground system design. 3. Wind weighting system development.
What's wind weighting?
The Dr. Hero rocket was launched in August 1995. It was dedicated to stuntman Dar Robinson, a late friend of Kai Michelson. The rocket was 18 feet tall and 6 inches in diameter. It was anticipated to reach 100,000 feet. The actual launch height was not reported. This
not
rocket
reported,
failed in a
what?
Large Kato catastrophe at takeoff motor failure just above the ground. The
That's
Joe
probably
Boxer
why.
Space Launcher, launched on August 18, 1996, this rocket was also 18 feet tall and 6 inches in diameter. The name of the rocket is attributed to the largest contributing sponsor, Joe Boxer.
It Joe was Boxer, it's the Boxer Joe!
However, the actual height obtained was only 66,000 feet. The entire
yeah, Joe Boxer
rocket
isn't
was recovered
that tall.
After what was considered a successful flight. All of the rocket's systems functioned as intended, and this was claimed to be the first amateur rocket to be recovered intact after reaching more than 50,000 feet.
By the way, I don't think Joe Boxer was a boxer.
Launched on July 21, 1997, this slightly smaller rocket was 17 feet tall and 6 inches in diameter. With an upper stage dart, only 3 or
These
4
people
inches
are really
across,
good at getting flights
it was
up.
The first two-stage rocket launched by CSXT. And was expected
wow.
to reach 400,000
Go
feet.
Check out my two-stage episode.
The rocket was a P13,500 first stage as booster for an N-motor upper stage. This would have been the largest high-performance two-stage flight in the history of hobby rocketry, beating by double the O-10,000 to M-Kostin flights. During the launch, an electronics failure prevented the ignition of the second stage, though the first stage successfully
Yep, it's always
detached,
the electronics that kills you.
And was recovered with a parachute. Space
a parachute! Yeah,
this
let's go!
This rocket was launched on September 29, 2000, and was 15 feet tall and 8.625 inches in diameter. It was expected to reach 60 nautical miles with a maximum speed of 3,205 miles per hour. After launch, the rocket encountered problems at 45,000 feet where the wind sheared off the fin, causing the rocket to break apart. Although
yep, the
launch
wind's
was fairly
an issue.
Unsuccessful. It did set a record
fairly
for
unsuccessful.
Amateur rocket
Not completely,
speed of 3,205 miles per hour. Space Shot 2002. This rocket
Yay.
Was launched on September 19, 2002. It was launched at the Black Rock Desert in Nevada.
The
rocket
desert
was
of the Black
with
Rock.
A solid propellant motor. The motor was to accelerate the rocket to Mach 5. The rocket was equipped
really
with
fast.
GPS receivers and antennas, video recording devices,
that sounds expensive.
And a series of flight monitoring devices.
Yeah, that sounds really expensive.
3 seconds after the rocket launched, the motor burned through the casing.
Yep, that's always
causing
fun.
Causing the rocket to fail.
All your expensive
Space
stuff
Shot
just burns.
2004 Go Fast Rocket. The rocket was launched on Monday, May 17, 2004. This rocket
wow.
was the first amateur rocket to exceed 100 kilometers, 62 miles. The official
wow,
boundary
that's
of
just
outer
amazing.
Space.
We
it was
did it finally.
Black Rock Desert.
Well,
the
I'm not
reached
CSXT,
top speed
so
of
34.20
miles per hour, 55.0 kilometers, hour and 10 seconds, and reached an estimated altitude of 72 miles, 116
really
kilometers. The avionics were recovered by deployment of a parachute. The final verified altitude was released as 72 miles or 116 kilometers. The
That's
rocket
really
was
high.
21 feet tall and 10 inches in diameter, and used an ammonium perchlorate-based solid propellant.
It was crazy,
Space
though.
Space Shot 2014 Go Fast Rocket.
Yeah, they did
on
another
July
one. It was crazy.
2014, the team repeated their accomplishment with
a second successful
space launch.
I just can't believe they would do two,
which set
10 years
records
later.
For the highest and fastest amateur rocket ever
Yeah,
launched.
Wow, that's crazy.
Analysis of the data from the recovered military-grade inertial measurement unit
military
that flew
grade.
On board shows that the Go Fast Rocket reached an altitude of 385,800 feet and hit a top speed of 3580
wow.
miles per hour.
That's really crazy. That's actually really crazy. I didn't know they did the 2014 launch. Because, like, in all the history of rocketry stuff, there's always, like, the 2004 launch. But I didn't know idea that they did a 2014 launch. But that's really cool, actually. And it worked. That's crazy. I didn't really think they were a group after that. But anyway, thank you for listening. Please contact us with a comment or any feedback. Go check out the Wikipedia article if you want more of these and contact us. But for now, remember, what could go right? Safety third! Bye, everyone.